The Big Mac is arguably one of the most successful and popular products in not just the fast food industry, but the food industry in the entire world. How did it get to be so successful? What strategies did they use? And what does it have to do with Web3? We're going to talk about it today. Let's get into it. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Barely Legal and Web3. I'm your host, Jamelia Greer, bringing you the latest in Web3 every week with a legal twist. So hold on to your digital wallets and let's get into it. It does not matter where you are on this planet. You could be in New York, you could be in Belgrade, or even Dubai. But the one thing that will be the same wherever you are is when you buy a McDonald's Big Mac, it will taste the same. And this is in no way an ad for McDonald's, but there's something about the way that the company has leveraged the global supply chain that I think Web3 businesses can learn a lot from. Let's talk about it. Think about this. When you bite into a Big Mac, you're not just tasting beef or lettuce, you're tasting a masterpiece of global logistics and strategy. Different parts of that burger come from all over the world. The beef might be local, but the special sauce ingredients, perhaps they're imported. The bun's wheat might be from one country, the lettuce from another. You get the idea. Every component is sourced from the best possible place, optimizing costs, quality, and taste. Basically, everything that's important to McDonald's individual business objectives. Now, let's relate that to a Web3 business. Instead of ingredients, you have operations. You've got your development team, you've got marketing, finance, you better have legal, whatever you have. Each part of your operation could be optimized by locating it in the perfect country or jurisdiction. Maybe your devs are in Eastern Europe because of the strong tech talent there. Perhaps your finance team is in Singapore because of its favorable business environment. Or maybe you've incorporated a holding company in Malta or Dubai due to its crypto-friendly regulations. Now, here's something I've noticed. Many traditional law firms approach this with a kind of cookie-cutter mindset. They've got a template, they try to fit every business into it. That might work for some, but for most companies, it doesn't. And it can be really limiting. Like I said, every founding team is different. But what makes this worse is that they often focus solely on legal aspects. Those are important, but setting up a business isn't just about ticking boxes and filing papers. At this very early stage of establishing your legal entity structure, you've got to think about more. You've got to think beyond just legal. You got to think about talent acquisition, where's the best place for your talent pool or your specific needs. You have to think about operational efficiency. Where can you set up a bank account that will give you an on-ramp or an off-ramp? You've got to think about regulatory advantages, cultural fit. All of these are elements that are often overlooked, but they can be so crucial to scaling your business, getting investment, lasting and being around 2 years from now in the Web3 industry. Just as McDonald's doesn't source all Big Mac ingredients from one place because it might not yield the best burger, you don't have to restrict your business operations to one location. By strategically structuring your global legal entities, you can maximize benefits that are important to you as a founder and to your business, the way that you plan out your business model. Things like tax incentives, regulatory advantages, access to talent, and so on. And this is why I say there is no perfect place to set up your Web3 business. There simply isn't. Now, you might be thinking, Jamelia, I'm a startup. I'm not a multinational giant like McDonald's. I know you've been out there in the corporate international world for about 15 years and you think all of this stuff is really easy. Do I really need to think global? My answer to you is hell yes, especially in the Web3 space where decentralization is core and global operation is almost a given. I have not come across one Web3 team that is based in one country. It just is not the spirit of Web3. Web3 is decentralized and your business model, your global strategy has to be decentralized as well. So, as you take on the challenge of launching or scaling your Web3 venture, remember the Big Mac. Ask yourself, Where are the best places for each of my ingredients? How can I, with the right legal structure and strategy, make my business as globally optimized as that iconic burger? And if you're pondering these questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Whether you're at the just an idea stage or you're in full-fledged operation, at BiteBow, we're here to help you and guide you on this global journey. So as we wrap up, I really hope you found value in today's chat. Drawing parallels between the intricate world of global supply chains, like that of McDonald's Big Mac, and setting up a resilient Web3 business is a topic that I'm passionate about. So if this episode resonated with you or sparked some thoughts, I'd love to hear from you. Share it on your favorite social platform and tag me at Jamelia Greer. I genuinely want to hear your feedback, your experiences, and most importantly, what topics you'd love for me to dive into next. This show thrives on your curiosity and questions, so keep the conversations going online. And let's just keep building together. Until next time, stay safe out there in those crypto streets. Take care.